Blind Geek Zone podcast number 19 for October 26th, 2007. Hi, this is Rick, and welcome to another Blind Geek Zone podcast. And several things to talk about this week. First of which is the Blind Geek Zone website just turned 1 year old. Past the 1 year mark on October 21st, 2007. It's hard to believe it's been an entire year already. Things have really expanded on the website. The website's really grown a lot in this year. And I wanted to thank everybody that's went out to the website, everybody that's contributed to files out on the website, you know, my audio files, things like that. Want to thank everybody that visits the website on a regular basis and comments on it all the time. I generally get very favorable comments, and you know, that keeps me going and keeps me wanting to make it even better. Another milestone we passed, and I believe that was on Monday, the 22nd, we passed the 20,000 visitor mark, and that was excellent. We passed the 10,000 visitor mark on June 2nd, so it took like 8 months, a little more than 8 months, actually. Let's see, 6, 7, 8, yeah, like 8 months to get to 10,000, and it only took from June 2nd to October the 22nd to get the next 10,000, which was July, August, September, October, 4 months, and 4 months and 20 days, so that was just phenomenal. And I know the website counter on the main page, if anything, it's really low. I know the hits to the site are around 700 a week, just from statistics I get on from my website provider. So it's just our kind of, you know, for just for show. But you know, I was really pleased that we've hit 20,000. And again, I'd like to thank everybody that regularly visits the website and made this happen. And everybody, keep up the good work. Yeah, hopefully we'll hit 30,000 in you know, in another 4 months, so that's great. Okay, let's see, what else? Jaws 9.0 beta update 2 was released last week, and it continues to fix more reported bugs that are coming into the beta team. I reported 7 or 8 different little quirks this week to the team. None of them major. Most of them just were simply, you know, quirks and forms mode, things like that. Nothing overly major. So far, so good. Jaws 9 is looking pretty good. You know, improvements are continuing. And from what I've heard from Eric Damery, they're suggesting a actual release just before Thanksgiving, if all goes well. And they'll be sending out the Jaws 9 CDs to everybody, to all the, you know, SMA customers. So that will be great. There should be another update, I've been told, approximately next Friday or October 2nd. So I seen that up on Eric's Skype, you know, on his mood text on Skype, it had that message. So hopefully that'll be out next week and we'll continue to see more improvements in the product. Another thing, Freedom Scientific related, as I saw out on the blind tech list yesterday, that Open Book 8.0, what's new, I guess, has been posted. I don't have an address for that, but I assume it's out on the Freedom Scientific website. There was some chatter yesterday, supposedly it's supposed to be out in December. And I don't know a whole lot more than that about it yet. So hopefully we can get some more information of that. And hopefully by the next time I do a Blind Geek Zone podcast, number 20, hopefully I'll have some more information about that. Looking forward to that. One of the things I didn't understand is they said through the end of the year, upgrades from 7 would be $100, you know, for existing customers. Well, if it doesn't come out till December, that's, you know, to me, that's not very fair to give you, you know, maybe 30 days or less, you know, to, you know, cough up $100, especially at Christmas, guys. You know, that's just not fair. You know, you guys need to give us a little bit of break once in a while. And, you know, same thing on the SMAs. You guys always come out with SMAs in December and, you know, give us like 30 days to renew, you know, our SMAs. And, you know, it takes time to come up with money, you know, especially at Christmas. You know, we're trying to, you know, buy stuff for Christmas presents and stuff, you know, for family and friends. And, you know, it's just one more headache you guys put on top of us. So, ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, I guess. So, all right. Let's see. Next, I want to show you a Outlook Express trick I picked up the other day.
Windows M.
Let me bring up Outlook Express.
Oh, Outlook Express. Enter. List view. Outlook Express message. Tab. Folder list. Review. Inbox.
Okay. I have Outlook Express up and running. Let me...
Alt F. Menu. Exit.
X.
Exit and log off identity.
L.
Escape. Yeah. Menu bar.
I need to send a message.
Escape.
So
leaving menus. Folder.
I was going to... set it to work offline so it didn't keep dinging us and bothering us. But what I want to show you today on Outlook Express is a little trick I picked up the other day. Person asked me a question on MSN Messenger about how to embed HTML code into their messages on Outlook Express. And I played around with it a little bit and couldn't figure it out. You know, actually I tried to set and code it as HTML and just couldn't get the HTML code to actually embed. So I looked into the help section on Outlook Express, and sure enough, I found what I needed. So let's create a new message.
Control N. New message to colon edit.
It's going to be to me.
R-I-C-K-Y-H Arminets Global.net. Tab, tab, tab. Subject colon edit.
And we'll just call it test.
T-E-S-E. Tab edit. Space.
And let's say in this message, and my message format here is set to HTML. Let's see.
Menu
format.
Edit, view. Insert. Format.
Oh.
Paragraph. Increase it. Decrease it. Background. Sub. Encoding. Rich text. Left parent. HTML. Right parent. Checked.
R.
You want to make sure that in format that's checked.
Escape. Menu bar. Format.
Oh.
Insert.
I.
And we're going to go back to the insert menu. And
menu file attachment dot dot dot
A.
Text from file dot dot dot
E.
And you want to go to text from file. And I'll hit enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Insert text file dialog. File name colon edit combo. Shift tab. Folder view list view. Not selected bitpom.
And I'm going to have to move around here a bit.
Folder view list view. Not selected my documents. Not selected my doc. My computer. Enter. Folder VB, Vista Left, Enter, Folder Epson, Archive, Enter, Folder VB, Backup, B, BGZ Website, BGZ Website Code, Enter, Folder View, List View, Not Selected Web Page, Not Selected Web Page, Web Page, Web Page, Enter, Folder View, List View, Not Selected Images, C, Comments.txt, C, Images, Comment,
Oh, and I have
tab,
to...
Tab, File Name, Colon Edit, Combo, Tab, Files of Type, Colon, Combo, Box, Text Files, Left Parent, Text Files, Left Parent, Star, dot, TXT, HTML, Files, Left Parent, Star, dot, HTML.
And I have to tab down to the file types and change it to HTML. Forgot to do that.
Shift, Tab, Folder, View, List, View, Not Selected Images, audio.htm, C comments.htm.
And I'm just going to take a page from my website. It's my comments page. And I'm going to select it.
Tab, file name, colon, edit, combo, tab, files of type, colon, combo, tab, open button, alt space, edit, copyright 2006-2, top, graphic line, geek zone logo, blank, graphic home, blank, graphic horizontal divider, blank, heading level 1, the blind geek zone, heading level 1, blog/forum/, heading level 1, guestbook, colon, the blind geek zone now has a blog called new guest. It, the Blind Geek Zone blog. I will alt space menu X, leaving menus. The Blind Geek Zone now has a blog called You Guessed It. The Blind Geek Zone blog. I will post.
Now, my page here really isn't a perfect example.
Top graphic line Geek Zone logo.
And I noticed with the graphics, it's kind of thrown off a bit. I don't know why.
Blank. Graphic home. Blank. Graphic horizontal divider. Blank. Heading level 1. The Blind Geek Zone blog/forum/guestbook colon. The Blind Geek Zone now has a blog called You Guessed It, the Blind Geek Zone blog. I will post comments on various issues from around the blind community. I will also post news that is of interest to you about tech, often for a place. To visit the blog graphic, click here. The Blind Geek Zone now has a forum for you to view messages in the forum graphic.
So, what it has done is it's interpreted the HTML and it's embedded it into this message. Where this would come in handy for somebody is, say, you wanted to insert some lists or some tables, this would be a good way to do it. This particular page has graphics on it, and when I tried to send it, it said the graphics images couldn't be found, so I'm not sure how to take care of that problem, but if you're just simply wanting to embed HTML, such as links, lists, maybe tables, things like that, this would be an easy way to do it. And for the most part, it works pretty well. So I just thought I would show you that in case anybody was interested. Let me send this to myself just for the heck of it and see what it looks like.
Alt S, Outlook Express dialog. One or more of the pictures in this message could not be found. When you know button tab, yes button space.
And it told
folder
me
list review
that it couldn't find my images.
F5, Outlook Express Dialog, Tasks Page, Can Tab, Lit Unread, Rick Harmon S10/Enter, Blind Geek Zone Logo Graphic, Blank Blind, Graphic Blind Geek Zone Logo, Blank, Link Graphic Home, Link Graphic Audio, Link Graphic Programs, Link Graphic Documents, Link Graphic Links.
And these are alt-tagged, so they're reading properly with the screen reader, but I'll bet visually we're just getting a little red box.
Link graphic mailing list. Link graphic contact. Link graphic training and tech support. Link graphic donations. Link graphic comments. Blank. Graphic horizontal divider. Blank. Heading level 1. The Blind Geek Zone blog/forum/guestbook colon.
But, you see, we have graphics and headers and
blank. The Blind Geek Zone now has a blog called You Guessed It. The Blind.
And all of our text. So, and as you also noticed, when I was composing the message, it didn't exactly display correctly, but once I sent it and received it and read through it, it did display correctly. So that must be a little quirk in Outlook Express in the compose mode, but that's how you insert HTML into a document if you're interested. Okay, have a little bit of additional news to pass along. Goldwave, new version just come out, 5.22. And there have been some accessibility improvements in the program. I haven't really gone through any of this yet. I just downloaded the program. I'm recording this podcast on 5.22. So what I intend to do is I'm going to go through the accessibility notes and stuff that have been provided. If you go to help and you go to manual, it'll bring up the online manual. If you do a control F, which is the JAWS search, and you type in accessibility and hit enter, you'll come to the first one it finds. You have to hit F3, I think, once or twice to actually get to the accessibility section. It'll be a level 2 heading. And you can read down through there, and it'll talk about some of the accessibility changes that have been made. Chris at Goldwave has been making some changes for us. He's been actively seeking participation from the blind community and improvements on the program. And he appears to have started doing that. One of the things, I guess, that is now somewhat more accessible is the level meters. They're now there's now a text-based level. I don't know how to use it just yet, but hopefully I will very soon, and I'll be able to give you some more information. Jim Grimsby Jr. sent me scripts the other day for 5.22. I guess some things have been broken in the scripts with the changes in 5.22. There's other changes in 5.22 as well. You can now change keys in Goldwave for different functions, which is really going to, I guess, put a monkey wrench in training to some extent. But, you know, I will always train you with the default key settings, but you will now be able to change those to your liking, and, you know, that may be, you know, really nice for some. Unfortunately, as long as I'm training on it, I'll have to leave mine on the defaults, but, hey. But Jim sent some scripts up to me. I've placed them up on the website. They're in the program section on the website. So if you go down into the scripts part of that page, and you go down to Goldwave, you'll now see there are three different sets of scripts for Goldwave. They're the ones prior to 5.16. There are the scripts for 5.16 through 5.21. And there is now a third set of scripts that are for 5.22 and above. They're zipped. Jim didn't provide them in an installer this time. And I've already had a couple of questions on where to install these, especially on Vista. And I'm going to give you another quick little trick right now. I'll just show you this real quick.
Windows M, Home, Enter. My XP DV Vista left audio dash video enter folder G. ATIMMG GWAV520.x. GWAV5 iTunes setup.g. Goldwave version 5.22 scripts.zip.
Okay, here's the zip file. I'm going to open it up.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected Goldwave.jbs.
So we got our scripts here. I'm going to select them all.
Goldwave.ini selected. Goldwave.ini Goldwave.jbs.
And then I'm going to copy.
Copied.
Now, say you had no clue where to place these. Here is a nice, quick little trick.
Start menu, Microsoft Update.
M.
Going to go up to my Programs menu.
P. Program Updates.
P.
Program Submenu.
P.
7-Zip System Access Sub JAWS 9.0 Submenu.
J.
And I'm going to go into my JAWS menu. This particular one is JAWS 9, but this works for 9, 8, and I believe JAWS 7. If you go into the menu,
Explore JAWS submenu,
E.
Tools submenu,
E.
Braille viewer, FS reader, de- help,
H.
JAWS, run HJPEG, Explore JAWS submenu,
E.
Tools submenu,
you have all your settings here.
Explore JAWS submenu,
E.
The first one says Explore JAWS. If you go into here,
Explore my settings,
E.
And you go to the first option, which is Explore my settings, and press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, start button, menu, folder view, list view, not selected, personalized settings file.
This will actually open up in my computer your settings folder where you need to place your scripts.
Place markers. Sounds. Default.jbs. Default.jcf. Goldwave4.jcf. Goldwave4.jgf.
And I've already got my scripts in here, but if I wanted to, I could just simply do a Control V.
Pasted. Confirm file replace dial. Tab. Copying. Dot. Tab. No button. Tab. Cancel. But tab. Yes button.
Alt.
Tab. Yes to all button.
And do a yes to all.
Space. Enu. Copying. Dot. 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 Dialog.
And that's all there is to it. No searching involved. This will take you to the settings folder for that particular version. If you need to do this for multiple versions, just go into each of your different versions of JAWS in the programs menu and go in there. And that's all there is to it. And that's a nice simple way. Anytime you get scripts that are just zipped and they don't have an installer and you have no idea where they go, this is a nice simple way to do that. And as I said, I don't know if it works in JAWS 5 or 6. And I'm almost positive in 7 and above. I know 8 and 9 in particular, that works by just going into the JAWS menu and explore your JAWS settings. And then go to the first option, which is your settings. If you need to get into the programs for whatever reason, the second option will take you into the program folder. And that's a neat little trick, a quick little way to do that without going through documents and settings and then, you know, the particular user, or in Vista by going through users and then the particular user. So hope that's helpful, and I hope that helps some people get the Goldwave scripts installed quickly. Okay, that's all I have for this podcast. Hopefully, as I said, I'll get some Goldwave tutorials out here soon, and I'll have some more stuff for you next time. But thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.